And now we have the opportunity and the honor to have another member of the European Parliament coming from Germany, Mr. Arne Litz, and he's a German member of the European Parliament and a member of the Committee of Foreign Affairs and the Committee on Development and the Subcommittee of Human Rights. He holds a master's degree in history. He's lived and studied not only in Germany but internationally, and he lived in the United States and South Africa. And he's committed to the promotion of cross-cultural understanding and peace, and therefore a natural match for our program.
Thank you very much for having me here. I'm very delighted and very honored. And I'm sending greetings to the mother of the film Lux Prize. Her name is Doris Pack, who started that as a parliamentarian, to have this idea to bring Europe together by culture, but also get the situation to have films more visible in many languages. As you said, I'm a member of so many different committees, which actually fit very well to the topics. I'm a big fan of the Lux Film Prize because it's on identity, it's on challenges. We are all facing it, and Judy said a lot about it, but also on people, on ordinary people, on histories and stories and our societies. To getting that together, having another eye through the films, the power of film is very important. And I could say this from my background. I'm an East German boy growing up behind the Iron Curtain, and I grew up that the Iron Curtain was built because the fascists come back, and so we have been rescued. I had to throw bombs in high school, little grenades, in order to train myself, and that thing happens. And so I have seen the enemy. You know, I was trained to do that. I grew up in a family which didn't believe in all of that, but this was the education being set. And the films really showed that the perception was absolutely wrong. We saw films, for example, from the Olsenbande from Sweden, from Denmark at that point, or it was film shown from Louis de Funès from France, which is, you know, believe it or not, one of the positive thing between East Germany and France, really feeling a close relationship of. So this really made a perception of the people in East Germany, and then also, you know, seeing there's another world out there, which is so important for young people, which shapes their identity and gets them into thinking, who am I in the local situation, regional, national, European, and global perspective? But also, what is the minority-majority situation I'm staying at? And looking also at culture and what values really shape our societies. And film is the bridge to their world. And I've been had the opportunity to work, as you said, in America. I've worked for an educational organization. It's called Facing History in Ourselves. This organization brings students, their own background, their identity, to challenge the world around them, challenge history, and challenge their daily life and how they perceive and become active citizens. And Facing History in Ourselves did teacher workshop once in the summer, and I did this here in London many years. It's very fun now being back here in education. And Fred in School is really the connecting situation of that. I'm so proud of what you have achieved throughout already the first year. This is really amazing through you and the whole team. I know what it's all about. Having worked for 4 years in this field. So you reached, as I understood, 200 schools in 8 countries. And so in my region, I even use the Lux film. And I have, as a member of the European Parliament, one office of my office is an educational office. So I have a classroom where students come. And I show, for example, as we have the Year of Development this year, as a European content, how we work on human rights issues, but also on development issues and humanitarian aspects. And every month we show a film in order to get the audience, get an understanding of the world. And so I would like to take this with me now here from you and the experiences of the teachers to bring more Fred in School to Germany. So I will work on that. But besides that, Lux Film Prize is very important inside Europe to get a general understanding to the values, challenges of the different countries, as Judy said very well before, and the effects to its citizens. If you look at the referendum in Great Britain, I think that is definitely being here an important thing to say what is the European situation and who is and how it's a country, a part of that European Union, but also looking at other countries which face that nationalistic dynamics, like Hungary, for example, and the situation through the refugee situation, where I've been on discussion with people from Slovakia, for example, where their afraidness of foreign people of other religions is very high. So this is a good bridge to kind of contradict, but also to challenge these kind of thinkings and stereotypes, and have discussions for young people on this. So the Lux Film Prize looks inside Europe, but it's also a window to the world, and it's important for sharing, as I've worked many years here and there, partly for the Goethe Institute, that we use the Lux Film Prize also for cultural diplomacy. We have 75 delegations, means offices of the United, of the European Foreign Office, who uses films and small film events to promote that. And so China and America are has been looked at, and there have been over 56 million people looking at European films. And we work on this content, as Judy said, on cultural committee, but also in the foreign politics committee, to bring in this even stronger. And I talked to the group of Mogherini, who's the high representative, that cultural diplomacy is a part of that. And I would highly encourage you, as Fred at school, that as I worked in international educational programs, I even created online workshops and worked on them at Facing History and Ourselves to have students exchanging their ideas on their perceptions of situations. So in the 10 years ahead situation, if I look at the statistics, we might have 200 schools worldwide looking, Fred at school, and we might have students interacting even more on the social media, as you have started that, and it's very hard to really come to grasp how that works best. And so that is maybe something for the future, to promote Fred and school internationally, to have our European student audiences then also discussing these issues with their peer group in other continents, and also to maybe get and gain also some proudness on the European identity. So good luck with that, and continuing this great conference.
Thank you very much. That was enlightening. Thank you for a very nice word. And I'm very happy you are German, you know, because to be honest with you, Germany was the most complicated country to run the project this year. So I think that having you here may help next year, because it was a sort of a cultural experience for us as well, you know. And we started the project very late, and of course the calendars at schools are really different, they're really structured, and in Germany they are really very structured, and it was a little bit complicated. But so I'm very happy you managed to be here today, and thank you for the nice words. Thanks.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.